Panelists on GBC's current affairs program Talking Points have suggested the immediate passage of the Right to Information Bill into law and initiate anti-corruption activities to help promote development. They maintain that for any country to develop, there must be transparency and accountability on the part of policymakers. The program, under the auspices of Star Ghana, focused on accountability and responsiveness in Ghana, the role of Star Ghana. Ibrahim Tanku is the program manager of Star Ghana.
We have looked at a number of broad areas. One is this whole area of citizens' access to information. You cannot expect citizens to act. You cannot expect the institutions, you know, charged with the responsibility to address this.
To bring to mind the right to information.
Yes. So
exactly.
We've devoted a lot of effort and resources to supporting Parliament and civil society organizations to advocate for the passage of the right to information and also the broadcast bill. So these are two key pieces of legislation that we think would provide a good foundation, a basis for citizens to act. I think the second area is the whole thing about engaged citizens. How do we enable ordinary citizens at every level of government to be engaged in the fight against corruption? So it's not like, oh, when you hear about corruption, go and report to the Ghana Integrity Initiative or Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition. But that everybody sees it as their responsibility as citizens to take action. But there is that whole thing about, okay, at a personal level, you know, I want to do something, but where are the spaces where I can engage? And so the third pillar is helping to create or strengthen the spaces for citizen engagement, either with SRAJ, with the judiciary, with parliament, you know, to address these issues of corruption. And then the fourth pillar for us is in the media, the role of the media. That beyond the 24-hour news cycle, beyond the partisan, you know, issues that we address, that it should be possible for the media.
Ibrahim Tanko is the program's manager of Star Ghana. A social policy analyst, Dr. William Ahaji, believes empowering the media is one of the surest ways of stemming the canker of corruption.
The ability of some civil society groups to engage and to sustain the engagement to fight corruption is a very critical issue, because it's not an easy fight. You can start it and you get discouraged by the fact that you probably are not achieving results within a short period of time. You can also, the effort to be held down by threats from those who are really knee-deep or neck-deep in corrupt activities. They can take your life sometimes. You know, and therefore, somebody has to support you to sustain your interest, particularly if you don't have resources. And their support can come in different forms, as has been said. Mm. The support can come in creating the environment for you to be able to operate. The laws must be made. The Right to Information Bill must be passed so that at least when you're going for the information, there's a law backing you.
Social policy analyst Dr. William Ahaji, the vice chairman of the Star Ghana Steering Committee, Adelaide Adofin, commended the improvement in media discussions on corruption and accountability issues. She said some electronic media houses are analyzing the issues in a non-partisan manner. She, however, called for more concerted efforts from all stakeholders in tackling issues of corruption.
I have to say, increasingly, there is discourse that is not just about partisan positions. You can now actually, you know, tune into certain media houses and get a proper analytic conversation going on about some of these issues. But we need more of that to be happening and to stay with the issues. You know, so even if it's something that is the Right to Information Bill in Parliament, stay with it, you know, stay with it until it happens. Because I think it has to be that sort of coalition of civil society, of media, with Parliament, with, you know, government institutions to try and move this forward. So